Meeting first up is public comment. No Tate, no public is in attendance. Then we're going to move to the consent agenda. Can I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
Motion.
Second.
Mr. Bernard Scanlon.
Yes.
Mr. Germania.
Yes.
Mr. Turner.
Yes.
Mr. Matucci.
Yes. And next up, we have the regular agenda. Can I have a motion to approve ordinance 2025-4? I don't have to read each one.
No. This, you're just adopting it.
Motion.
Yeah.
Second.
TVST. Mr. Bernard Scanlon.
Yes.
Mr. Germania.
Yes.
Mr. Turner.
Yes.
Mr. Matucci.
Yes. And can I have a motion approving ordinance 2025-5?
Motion.
Second.
Mr. Bernard Scanlon.
Yes.
Mr. Germania.
Yes.
Mr. Turner.
Yes.
Mr. Matucci.
Yes. And can I have a motion approving ordinance 2025-6?
Motion.
Second.
Mr. Bernard Scanlon.
Yes.
Mr. Germania.
Yes.
Mr. Turner.
Yes.
Mr. Matucci.
Yes. And can I have a motion approving ordinance 2025-7?
Motion. Second.
Mr. Bernard Scanlon.
Yes.
Mr. Germania.
Yes.
Mr. Turner.
Yes.
Mr. Matucci.
Yes. And can I have a motion authorizing the payment of the bills, providing proper vouchers have been filed and funds are available?
Motion.
Second.
Mr. Bernard Scanlon.
Yes.
Mr. Germania.
Yes.
Mr. Turner.
Yes.
Mr. Matucci.
Yes. Up next, we have the admin reports. Mike, do you have anything?
Sure. A couple things to go over. Capital improvement project. They're continuing the work on the inlet reconstruction and drainage clean out right now. Spoke with a contractor foreman today. By the end of this week, early next week, they're supposed to have a bar graph schedule for their paving schedule. Right now, they need to finish the drainage cleaning, and there's some curb work on Holly Glen, Holly Court that needs to be reconstructed first. So their plan is to get essentially all the loose ends tied up, and once they bring the paver, they're going to knock out all the roads. I'm told they're going to start with Hoffman, Bevis, Mirrorwall, Schoolhouse, and Cedar Mill and Cedar Lane first. They're make their way over to Route 9, the road on Hagen Academy, and then Ocean View, and then move their way back to Belle Plaine. So that's their tentative schedule. I told them I need to have a bar graph, share it with committee, and that's something you want to share with, you know, the residents. Or we can, I can maybe draft it up once we have it and put it in a Word format. But end of this week, early next week, I'm supposed to have that schedule, and they anticipate all the major paving being completed by the end of September. Mm-hmm. But then they'll have to come in and do any restoration work, driveway aprons, but that's their intention. They figure, I was told, 3 weeks of paving. So.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Anybody else have anything? Jackie? Monica?
That's all you didn't have anything?
I don't have anything else. Okay. Now, we submitted, just for your reference, we submitted for DOT approval the roadway plans for Halby. We're awaiting their review. They have not been, let's say, most timely in reviewing these documents, and we're coming up against our timing, so I may need to have a conversation with the mayor and maybe reaching out to some of our representatives to move this along, because we have under some time constraints.
Okay.
To have this project bid and awarded by a certain time period.
Why don't you compose an email to me letting me know the deadlines that we need to meet?
Sure.
And who you're having an issue with, and I'll just give it right to Antoine.
Sure. I'll draft that and tell you when to send. I was going to give this guy a little, maybe
okay,
an extra week. You
sure.
Know, it's been in his court. This will be the third week. After four, I think we need to maybe, I'll reach out to him first for a response, but I don't want to let this go any further, because
okay,
it has to be approved on their end, and then we need to bid and advertise and award by the October meeting.
Okay. One thing, can you follow up on with the state on that traffic light, the left turn on Tyler?
Sure.
I thought they left it at, they're waiting on something maybe from us or the county about we have to pay that 25% of the cost.
I seem to think that they were supposed to send some paperwork over for authorization. I'll follow up on that.
Okay. But
I seem to think that I think it's approved. They may be waiting for their approved vendor to install or come back, but
seems like all they actually should have to do is swap out the light.
I know.
The lane's all there.
Such an easy
that list. Looks exactly like it looks like down at Petersburg.
Yeah, I have the contact and follow up.
Okay. All right. Motion to approve the admin reports.
Motion. Second.
Mr. Bernardino.
Yes.
Mr. Germania.
Yes.
Mr. Turner.
Yes.
Mr. Malucci.
Yes. Then we have general public comments.
None.
Nobody is here. Committee comments.
Thomas.
I just have a couple things. First off, this is our last week of summer camp, so I just want to thank Christina and our summer camp staff for a great summer camp. We had no issues, so that's always a win. Football is in full swing. We have our numbers are looking good for all four levels. We have a lot of young guys coaching with us this year, so like 20, 21, 22-year-old kids coming back that all played in the program and are coaching, so the energy is high, and football should be fun this year.
That was National Night Out.
And, yeah, National Night Out was last week, so thank you to, obviously, Christina and all our sponsors that sponsored National Night Out. So that is all.
Francis?
Nothing, thank you.
Scott?
Nothing tonight, thanks.
I do not have anything either. Motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Motion. Second.
All in favor?
Aye. What are you going to do with that?